Obstetric fistula is caused by obstructed labor that accounts for up to 6% of all maternal deaths globally. The condition occurs when a hole develops between the birth canal and bladder or rectum during childbirth, resulting in constant urinary or fecal leakage. According to the United Nations Population Fund, at least 23 countries around the globe have developed national fistula strategy as one way to end the condition. Bridget Asiama, who is the technical specialist at UNFPA, says easy accessibility to fistula treatment is key to preventing and managing the illness.
The theme for this day, 2024 International Day to End Fistula, is breaking the cycle, preventing fistula worldwide. It's a call to end the condition by preventing its occurrence in the first place, which will consequently break the harmful cycle of ill health, intergenerational poverty, and social marginalization.
In sub-Saharan Africa, more than 50,000 women giving birth annually develop obstetric fistula. Sharon Korir is a fistula warrior and founder of Save a Woman Fistula Foundation in Kenya. She developed the condition after childbirth.
Our baby came out so forcefully, tore my vagina all the way to the rectum. So instead of having two organs, I had one organ. Fistula is a very devastating condition. It's a demonizing condition that women get, especially in Kenya, in Africa, because of the healthcare providers.
The fistula injury often lead to social stigma and exclusion among the affected women. The condition also causes skin infections and kidney disorders. Korir says countries should create awareness about fistula, as many healthcare facilities lack proper care of the injury.
As we mark this day also, I just want to appeal again to well-wishers to kindly support causes in whichever country that they're in that are dealing with women with fistula in any way they can. The reality is 1 in 100 women has fistula. So that's how rampant it is in Africa. And the more we are silent about it, the more we don't support such women.
UNFPA says 90% of pregnancies in which women develop fistula result in stillbirths.
The journey of a fistula patient is challenging, yet woven within this narrative are threads of resilience, courage, and hope. Support for every woman and girl who goes through this journey should be holistic, tailored to enhance her quality of life, agency, and dignity, and contribution to her community. At UNFPA, we are unwavering in our commitment to lead the global campaign to end fistula and ending preventable maternal deaths and morbidities, which is one of our three transformative goals.
The WHO says health systems and communities are falling short in ending obstetric fistula. USAID Reproductive Health Senior Advisor Erin Miyoki says the agency has been in the forefront of ensuring fistula is addressed and women's dignity restored.
Since 2005, USAID has supported efforts to prevent and treat fistula in low-resource settings around the world.
The organization says adolescent pregnancy, obstructed labor, lack of access to health facilities and midwifery care, and maternal malnutrition are some of the causes of the condition. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.